listener production.
Good morning, it's Lee Jollo. Today's the day the Tassie State Government brings in its ambulance ramping cap. While the Health and Community Services Union now agrees it's time to rip off the band-aid, the nursing union's Emily Shepherd still believes the requirement to offload patients from ambulances won't go well without extra resources at the hospital.
They will also still be waiting lengthy periods in our emergency departments and for inpatient admissions.
Tears flowed freely at Bondi Beach as the community remembered those lost in the Westfield mass stabbing. Officials like the New South Wales Premier and Prime Minister paid their respects and offered strength at the candlelight vigil. Inspector Amy Scott, who took down the attacker, stood with fellow officers. The Prime Minister says every Aussie is thinking of everyone affected.
All those who were injured, all those caring for them, the people still in hospital and those taking the first steps on the hard road to recovery, survivors carrying the invisible scars of trauma and of fear.
The baby of victim Ash Good was released from hospital last night. Your next power bill will be lower with the Tassie government confirming the $250 relief is on its way for all homes. A $300 rebate is also on the way before the end of the financial year for businesses. And Hobart Alderman Marty Zucco says he's been inundated with complaints by residents and commuters that a bike lane is choking the CBD. Campbell Street, one particular sore spot, which has seen the third lane handed to cyclists. To sport now, and North Melbourne are the AFL's only winless side after six rounds, with the Hawks racking up their first yesterday. Jai Newcombe bounced back to his best in the 45-point win, while Dylan Moore did the damage up forward with four goals. The Swans were too good for the Suns in yesterday's other game, 53-point winners. And the Men's and Women's Open has wrapped up in Launceston, golf pros making the trip from around the state and the country. Tassie local Georgia Bailey won the women's, while New South Welshman Alex Edge won the men's.